Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians stand their ground in the face of danger in Haiti's Port-au-Prince, and they need your prayer. Then we'll learn how a special internet kit is accelerating the work of Bible translation in Southeast Asia. It's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where we ask the question, what do you do when gangs might just be a couple streets away? If you're the local staff at Christian World Outreach, you've had to consider that question. The Feminine Training Center, Feeding Center, and the church at their main office is right by Delmas 30. That's the Port-au-Prince neighborhood that suffered a brutal gang attack on February 26. Yet Greg Yoder with CWO says,
if it gets too close, we just don't have classes. We don't hold the feeding program. We won't hold church. But they continue to want to do ministry, share the gospel. You know, our hope is that gang members come to know the Lord through us being there and the Haitian people being resilient and pastors still ministering to people and teachers still speaking into women's lives.
He says the work will end only if gangs take over the property. And even if the Lord allows that worst case scenario, ministry outside of the capital will go on. A network of churches in the countryside is standing together.
I've seen that happen where they take offerings and help support the need of another church. And it's a true picture of what Christianity should be about is we work together to share the gospel.
Please pray for protection for CWO staff and the people they serve in Haiti's ongoing crises that gospel ministry can continue. Meanwhile, after over 2 years behind bars, six Libyan Christian converts and two foreigners are still in legal limbo. Their trial was originally planned for August 2023, but it's been postponed several times. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA shares an update.
The latest we have now is that, again, the trial or the announcement of the verdict has been delayed until mid-April. It's still not clear publicly what the charges are, if they are being charged with apostasy or leaving Islam, which could carry potentially a death penalty, or if they're charged with something that would be kind of a lesser charge.
Libya, a Muslim-majority nation, is a hostile environment for Christian converts from Islam. On the 2025 World Watch list of countries with the worst Christian persecution, Libya is ranked fourth. While persecution has always been a reality, Nettleton says,
one of the things that has happened because of the arrest of these Christians is it has become a little more challenging. Like, it's more out in the open that, hey, the government is against the church. The government does not want Muslim converts. They don't want people to be sharing their faith.
Pray for emotional and spiritual resilience as these imprisoned believers face setbacks, and pray for justice.
We can be in prayer for these members of our family who literally could be facing the trial for their life.
And finally, over 700 language groups in Southeast Asia have never heard about Jesus in their own language. But what if that could change, starting with 25 of them? Local believers are working to translate the Bible, and you can help accelerate the process. Mark Stedman with Wycliffe Associates explains.
And the teams that are choosing to do this work, they do it because they love the Lord. And despite all of that, sometimes these projects can take a year or even 2 years.
2 years can feel pretty long for those who are desperate for hope. And that's where Starlink Technology, a satellite internet service, comes in. By giving translators their own internet kit, the mission overcomes several key challenges.
So what's exciting about this new technology is that we can not only do things like upload files to and from translators to be able to back up their work and whatnot, but we can even have video calls with people in the remotest places on Earth so that they can work with their facilitators and the folks who are helping them with their translation.
Reaching the unreached costs about $3,000 to $4,000, covering the Starlink kit, its delivery to the translator, and the setup. And this is where your prayers and financial help can travel through land and ocean, reaching the longing hearts of Southeast Asia. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.